Jean Valjean had made up his mind to quit Paris and even France and go over to England. He had warned Cosette. He wished to set out before the end of the week. He had seated himself on the slope in the Champ de Mars, turning over all sorts of thoughts in his mind. Thénardier, the police, the journey, and the difficulty of procuring a passport. He was troubled from all these points of view. Last of all, an inexplicable circumstance which had just attracted his attention and from which he had not yet recovered had added to his state of alarm. On the morning of that very day, when he alone of the household was stirring, while strolling in the garden before Cosette's shutters were open, he had suddenly perceived on the wall the following line, engraved, probably, with a nail. 16 Rue de la Verrière. This was perfectly fresh. The grooves in the ancient black mortar were white. A tuft of nettles at the foot of the wall was powdered with fine, fresh plaster. This had probably been written on the preceding night. What was this? A signal for others? A warning for himself? In any case, it was evident that the garden had been violated and that strangers had made their way into it. He recalled the odd incident which had already alarmed the household. His mind was now filling in this canvas. He took good care not to speak to Cosette of the line written on the wall for fear of alarming her.